Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with your host, Frank Cusimano.
Here's the pitch. Line drive, there it is! Into left field! Hit number 3,000! A run is scored! Musial around first! On his way to second with a double!
The best interviews and the most informed insight.
And that's McGaffey breaking free, has a seam, and a crease! The kicker can't trip him up! Headed for the end zone! Will it be back-to-back weeks? Yes!
All tied together with the experience of over 20 years of local broadcasting excellence in St. Louis.
Now Stasny gets away from a check to Fabry. Wide open. Brower. Rebound. He scores. Trevor. The former Blackhawk has given the Blues a 3-2 lead.
Now, here is Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Good morning and welcome. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. We're broadcasting live from Maryville University, one of my favorite places on earth. We're at the DUC. This is one spectacular center where it's just like a sports bar without the alcohol. And I don't think they can do alcohol here on a university, can they, man? I don't think they can. But, boy, you talk about they got a Papa Shot. They have all these TVs and couches and games. I mean, you talk about a place to unwind and relax. We're right across the street from the Athletic Center. That's the Simon Athletic Center, correct? Yeah. And we're joined by some great people here. Jim Powers, our good friend. Chuck Young, our good friend. We have Emmy Nage. He's working with those two, learning the business. And we're going to talk a lot of Maryville athletics with Lonnie Folks. The outstanding athletic director, Mark Stricker, is going to stop by. We're going to tell you about a great organization involved with Maryville, helping kids with cancer. Got a good guest list, too. Mike Claiborne is going to join us from Florida at 10:30. Chris Kerber is going to join us from Dallas at 10:45. Bill DeWitt III is going to join us in that 11:30 range. And, of course, Martin will be here at 11. Our opening monologue is brought to you by Gateway Motorsports Park. And let's begin with lap one. Jordan Binnington is the stunning story of the year. Vladimir Tarasenko is the most electrifying. But Ryan O'Reilly is the MVP. Ask yourself this. Have you ever watched any Blues game this season where you thought he's not giving his best? Ever? You know, we spend so much time talking about all the knuckleheads in sports, the guys who can't run to first base hard, the guys who beat up women or abuse drugs. It's time to salute the blood and guts of the 2019 St. Louis Blues. We begin with the trade. It was July 1st, and that day started off kind of ho-hum. I can remember interviewing Doug Armstrong at the Mills after the David Perron move. I relayed what Doug had said on Twitter about the acquisition, and the Blues were getting killed. Is that all? That's all we're going to do? And then it happened. The blockbuster deal. O'Reilly comes to the Blues for Patrick Berglund, Vladimir Sobotka, Tage Thompson, and draft choices. How's that worked out for Buffalo? O'Reilly has 23 goals, 38 assists, 61 points, and is a plus 25. The trio in Buffalo combined for 13 goals, 13 assists, 26 points, and they're a minus 32. This could end up being one of the great trades in Armstrong's career. That's only half the story, though. Ryan O'Reilly has changed the culture on the club. He conducts a practice after every practice. If players on the roster see the lone all-star putting in extra work, what do you think they do? Many of them join Ryan. Now, on Wednesday, the Blues conducted an optional practice. O'Reilly was there. 12 hours before, he lifted the franchise on his shoulders with the most heart-stopping moment of the season. He could have rested and watch Netflix. Instead, he showed up to get a little better. In an era when we question the commitment and the judgment of many professional athletes, we should sit back and admire Ryan O'Reilly of the St. Louis Blues. Lap two. You know, the NBA does a lot of things right. A progressive, inclusive league that must be booming if Otto Porter can make $26 million a year. You know what they really screwed up? This one-and-done stuff. It's a stupid rule to make kids go to college for a year. Last night, 34 seconds in, this is what happened at Duke with the most famous college basketball player in years.
And actually, Duke, the better offensive rebounding team. Usually that's the North Carolina Tar Heels.
Slipping and injured is Zion Williamson. Back the other way, a layup for Cam Johnson. And 36 seconds into the game, Zion Williamson is down.
He blew through his shoe.
Yeah.
Look at his look at his left shoe. He blew completely through the shoe, and then he started holding his right knee.
Injury with Zion, obviously. You know, whatever. You know, the very first thing is just to address that. It's a mild knee sprain. The knee is stable. We don't know how long he'll be out. I think we'll find out more about that. So that's that. It's crazy that the two games we've lost here, something's happened in the first part of the game. And the preparation that you would have for the game is obviously based on your players being there. And especially he and RJ, who are the key guys. And so it puts everyone in a state of, you know, trying to figure it out.
I'll get back more to that Duke basketball team in a little bit later in the monologue. But here's what I think. I kind of blame the NBA. This kid should not have to go to college. What if that was a devastating knee injury or the start of a series of right leg issues for that young man? Now, we've heard this morning that he has an $8 million insurance policy. But we're talking about a guy who could make $300 million in his career, possibly. Sometimes careers can end like that. Or sometimes the players never become the player they should have become. All you have to do is look at centers in the history of the Portland Trailblazers. Bill Walton, Sam Bowie, Greg Odom. So I blame the league, in a sense. I mean, they weren't responsible for the shoe ripping and him hurting his knee. The man should not be playing for free. He really shouldn't. Tennis players and golfers and baseball players, they don't have to go to college. It's just a dumb rule. This is America. If you have a great skill, go get paid. Now, I hope Zion will be fine and explosive again because he is a rare talent. Ask yourself this. Anybody seen Michael Porter's name in a box score this season? More on Duke in a moment. Lap three. The Cardinals. Here's what I sometimes have trouble understanding. Carlos Martinez is in the middle of a $51 million contract. Marcell Ozuna made $9 million last year and $12 million this year. The average salary in Major League Baseball is about $4.5 million. The money is just crazy. And if the owners are making so much of it, so should the players. I don't begrudge that at all. But to the point, sometimes I wonder if athletes come in perfect shape now. You know? Now, if a sportscaster is a little flabby, not calling anybody out, no, I'm not, it's okay. Spare tires don't affect your ability to speak clearly, edit, and shoot. But if you're an athlete with such a short shelf life, with all that money on the line, how do you not go to the club at the end of the season and go to the strength coach and say, what do you want me to do? Hey, I'm going to take 3 weeks off. I'm going to the Caribbean. But when I come back, I'm going to work, and I want you to tell me what to do. I mean, let's just say you work out 2 hours a day. It's 24 hours in a day. You're making $10 million a year. I don't know about Carlos. I guess, you know, you could argue this. Throwing a ball that hard and that long, injuries happen. It's just an unnatural act. So maybe if he was in tip-top shape, it wouldn't have made a difference. It troubles me a little bit that Marcell Ozuna is not really throwing a baseball. And I got to tell you, he didn't look like he was in incredible shape. See, I admire guys like Dexter Fowler or Tyler O'Neill, who, you know, came into camp in just incredible shape, just working and working and working. Now you could say, oh, Fowler stunk last year. Well, he got off to a terrible start, then he got injured. He's been a good player. But what I admire about Fowler is that he comes into camp in tip-top shape and looks like $1 million. Same with Tyler O'Neill and a lot of those guys. Some of those players, they don't look like they are apostles of fitness in the offseason. Let's put it that way. And with everything at stake, I don't know how you can't be. If you've been given a gift that you'll only be able to utilize from, say, age 18 to 32, spend your freaking life maxing out your athleticism. As strong as you can be, as quick as you can be, as limber as you can be. Then when it's done, hey, I'm with you. Have the pizza at Farachi's, the Chilean sea bass at Paul Mano's, the house salad at Bartolino's. Have all that. And if you need a steak, I know of a place in Westport that just opened. Lap 4. Gateway Motorsports Park opening monologue. The most fascinating story in the country has to be Jesse Smollett. Said he was beaten up by MAGA people. Said they put a white rope around his neck. Said a chemical substance was poured on him. Well, he's been charged. And he was picked up this morning. And I want you to hear the police chief in Chicago, Eddie Johnson, moments ago.
This announcement today recognizes that Empire actor Jesse Smollett took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to promote his career. I'm left hanging my head and asking why. Why would anyone, especially an African-American man, use the symbolism of a noose to make false accusations? How could someone look at the hatred and suffering associated with that symbol and see an opportunity to manipulate that symbol to further his own public profile? How can an individual who's been embraced by the city of Chicago turn around and slap everyone in this city in the face by making these false claims? Bogus police reports cause real harm.
Well, he's going to prison. You know what's crazy, too? He said he got some hate mail a while back delivered to the Empire set, too. That looks like it's fraudulent, too. He could face mail fraud. This is incredible. This is an actor in the worst role of his freaking life. Thoughts, come on aboard. Lap 5. Hey, I want to go back to Duke for a moment. I have to tell you, if somebody says on national television again this morning, gosh, how can Duke do this without Zion? Oh, I feel so sorry for Duke. Oh, this is what a test of Coach K. Oh, he's in such a tough situation. How do they survive? How does he get out of bed? How can they win another game? Could I please tell everyone to look at a mock draft? It says 3, R.J. Barrett. It says 5, Cam Reddish. It says 27, Trey Jones. Please, you don't have to send flowers to Coach K. Who else has 3 first-round draft choices in their starting 5? Who? Yeah, look, I know he's a great coach, but the cupboard is not exactly bare. How many teams in the United States of America have 3 first-round draft choices in their starting 5? Is there another one? Look at that, Matt. Check it out. I don't think there is. And there's certainly not another one that's got 2 top 5s. He's got plenty of talent. I think he can survive. Lap 6. Stream of consciousness. So I went out to the Smet last night to watch CBC play the Spartans, and CBC finishes their conference season undefeated. And I got to tell you something. I came to watch this kid named Caleb Love, 6'3 combo guard. And man, is he special. Just gets his own shot off the dribble. Great ball handling. I mean, some crossover moves and behind the backs. Oh, does he handle it? And then he knocks down jumpers. I don't think he has Brad Beal's range. In fact, no one in St. Louis history, except maybe Joel Shelton, has ever had Brad Beal's range. But this is the closest I've seen to Beal in terms of, like, getting his shot off the dribble, the big-time release. I saw Coach Grauer there last night, and he said that he had talked to the father, and he had been contacted by North Carolina and Duke. Virginia's been all over him. Mizzou's been all over him. Boy, if we could keep this guy at Mizzou, that would be terrific. That would be awesome. But if you get a chance, check this kid out. He's one of the best shows in town. So maybe baseball free agency isn't as bad as we thought. You know about Manny Machado, 10 years, $300 million. But John Heyman was reporting that Bryce Harper has turned down multiple $300 million offers. I bet, too, because it's Scott Boras, he's going to end up at $326 million. One more million than I think Stanton got. So he can say it's the biggest contract in American sports history. How about the city of San Francisco? If they end up with Bryce Harper and then the 49ers, who are the leaders in the clubhouse to get Antonio Brown, two teams that haven't been very good lately, Giants and 49ers, could be pretty exciting to watch. Now, I still don't think that the Giants would be favorites to win that division. But, boy, you'd have a reason to watch them every night with Bryce Harper. So, all right, those are some of my thoughts. Let's hear some of yours. Join us. We have the Maryville University listener line wide open, 855-282-8255. What do you think about the one-and-done rule? Shouldn't an 18-year-old be allowed to go make money? Shouldn't an 18-year-old allowed to play professionally if he wants to? Who are we to stop him? What do you think about athletes not being in tip-top shape with the money they're making with what's at stake? How about the greatness of Ryan O'Reilly? How about Jesse up in Chicago? We'll take a short time out. We're going to go to Jupiter and chat with Mike Claiborne first at 10:30 and then Chris Kerber at 10:45. But before we go to break, quick word about Hollywood Casino. If you're looking for a place for the weekend, we recommend Hollywood Casino. They have these newly refurbished rooms where the place looks like the Ritz and at half the price. Great place to people watch. It's a great place to watch games at 99 Hops House and have a steak at a wonderful steakhouse called Final Cut. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.